Day 87. Spatial Deixis.
By the way, Patrick, there's a name for the come-and-go stuff and ambiguity with the personal pronoun we that we talked about last time. It's called deixis, spelled D-E-I-X-I-S, and it derives from the Greek word meaning to point.
Deixis, huh?
Yes. It has to do in general with how and with whom we communicate what we see and hear in the space around us. Call it space deixis. But it takes in a lot more than what we touched on in the last session. For example, what's the meaning of left and right? Think of the arms on the chair you're sitting in.
The arms? Same as my own, left and right.
So your left arm is resting on the left arm of the chair?
Of course, and my right arm's on the chair's right arm.
Okay, stand up, turn around, face the chair, and tell me now which are its right and left arms.
Oh, I see what you're getting at, Marta. When I face the chair, its left and right arms are the reverse of when I was sitting in it.
Very deictic of you, Patrick. By the way, look at that photo on the wall, the one showing the president of this college flanked by the provost and the dean of research, the one wearing a hat. How would you identify them in terms of right and left?
The provost's to the left of the president and the dean's to the right.
And can you describe again what you see, but this time from the president's perspective?
Okay, the provost's on the president's right and the dean's on her left. Wow, it's completely the reverse again. Left and right from our perspective, but right and left from the perspective of the president, the figure in the middle.
So come and go, left and right. Now, how about front and back, top and bottom? Think of a guided missile, a missile in its vertical position before launching, with a top and a bottom that are obvious. Here, I'll draw one for us. Okay, now, does it also have a front and a back?
Not really, Marta.
Then what does it mean to say that here we are standing in front of it, not in back of it?
I guess it means that it does have a front and a back.
Ah, only because we're standing in front of it. But think of this guided missile in flight. And again, I'll attempt to draw it here. Now, does it have a front and a back?
Oh, yeah. So I guess that's because it's supposed to be moving.
But which end is the front and why?
It's where the nose is, because it's moving in that direction. So the fact that it's moving gives it a front, right, Marta?
Yes, and of course a back, too. Very nice deductions, Patrick. And here's one more for you to think about. I'm drawing a diagram of a church here, and I want you to think again about the front and back concept. Imagine you're standing outside. What's the front?
It's a where you enter. You're in front of it.
Okay, so now you enter, and someone asks if you want to take a look at the beautiful stained glass windows in the front. What front are they talking about?
Ah, B. So it's a different front inside. It's where the altar is, where they perform the church service. And then you walk to the back of the church, exit through the same door, and immediately you're outside, but in front. How about that?
Yes. Outside, in front of the church, or in back of it, behind it. But inside, it's in the front of the church or in the back of it.
That's amazing.